From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Lawmakers and some key staffers are taking thousands of all-expense-paid trips each year, and corporations, trade groups, and other private interests are picking up the tab. A new watchdog report says private sponsors spent nearly $50 million over the last several years on airfare, hotel rooms, and other travel expenses for such trips. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on one of the biggest spenders.
General Atomics makes the Predator, a remote-control spy plane that flies with no pilot on board. But the San Diego defense contractor has helped put plenty of people on board other planes. According to a new watchdog report, General Atomics was the number one corporate sponsor of congressional travel over the last 5.5 years. The company shelled out $660,000 to send lawmakers and key staffers to places like Italy, Turkey, and Australia.
If you boil it all away, what this really is just another form of lobbying.
Wendell Rawls is executive director of the Center for Public Integrity, which studied the privately funded travel. He suggests the sometimes lavish trips help companies like General Atomics win friends on Capitol Hill. And sometimes those congressional friends help companies like General Atomics in return.
One of the biggest advocates was, in fact, Representative Duke Cunningham, who is now in prison for taking bribes. His office, in a 3-year period, accepted more than $53,000 in trips to Europe and Australia.
In the spring of 2002, for example, General Atomics paid more than $5,400 to send Cunningham aide Nancy Lifsit to Italy for a week. At the time, Cunningham served on a subcommittee that funds military budgets. Also on that trip was Letitia White, an aide to the chairman of the subcommittee, Congressman Jerry Lewis. White's lobbyist husband came along as well, with General Atomics paying the couple's bill of nearly $9,000.
They try often to couch that as educational or fact-finding, but you kind of wonder, why does the spouse then need to go to be educated and have the fact-finding for the elected representative?
Letitia White herself later became a lobbyist, and her clients include General Atomics. A spokesman for her lobbying firm says industry-funded travel is common for congressional aides. General Atomics notes that its payments were reviewed by the appropriate ethics committees. For a small company, General Atomics has certainly enjoyed outsized support on Capitol Hill, and that's been critical for the firm's multi-billion dollar Predator sales. Congressman Lewis boasts that he personally earmarked funds to help develop the unmanned spy plane, despite skepticism from the Pentagon. The all-expense-paid trips and other lobbyings that surround that funding may raise eyebrows, but defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says this is one instance in which the lawmakers' decision paid off.
Certainly the fighter pilot mentality that leads the way at the Air Force, it was reluctant to think about moving away from manned combat aircraft. So there has been a certain prodding from the Congress, but in the last few years, the Pentagon certainly has gotten quite serious about it itself.
Predator surveillance, for example, helped guide the attack last week on Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Few companies that sponsor congressional travel can claim that kind of payoff, but military analyst John Pike of GlobalSecurity.org says however suspect its political origins, the Predator has proved its value in combat.
Predator has been revolutionary. When it went into Afghanistan, when it's been in Iraq, I think that it has fundamentally revolutionized air power.
Last year, the Air Force announced plans to spend more than $5 billion on Predators. That makes the $660,000 General Atomics spent on congressional travel look like a very wise investment. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.